How would you evaluate your performance yesterday, first day in pads?
I felt good out there. Definitely room for improvement, but first day in pads wasn't too bad. I felt good.
Was it frustrating that the offense was able to come out on that first live tackling period and kind of run the ball down the field?
Yeah, it was definitely frustrating, but, you know, we're getting better. That's what practice is for. That's what training camp is for. You know, we just got to push ourselves and stop all those holes that we're creating for the offense to run through. So.
What was the message from Clyde and Greg when you watched film about that?
It was intense, you know. You know, we were just he just said, you know, we got to stop that. Can't let that happen to us. You know, we're better than that. And just got on us for doing that stuff, but it's all good. We're going to fix it, though, for sure.
Do you think Coach would have made you go back out last night after watching that test?
Probably. I thought we were going to go back outside.
What are the biggest things you're focused on improving here in training camp?
Oh, just getting better. Pass rush, you know. You know, I've been working on it during the offseason. You know, I just want to perfect it, you know, get better at it, keep pushing myself to the extent. So.
Clyde just said is playing left end, you need to be more physical than right end. What does that mean to you, and what have you done to, I guess, be able to be more physical?
Yeah, it means a lot because the offense runs to our left a lot of the time, so they depend on me to set the edge to let the offense don't run around me. So you just got to be more physical on the tight end and also the offensive tackle.
Does that require more time in the weight room, or, I mean, is it just – kind of bringing that physicality to it, that mentality to it?
Weight room and also that mentality, you know, you're the key. You have to stop everything from coming your way. So that's my main goal. So.
What do you think Clyde has brought to the defensive line in terms of the way he coaches you guys?
He's a player's coach, so he's very knowledgeable. And he's had, 130-something sacks in his career. You know, a guy like that, you know, you look up to, you want to get like that. So, I mean, he helps us out a lot. You know, he gives us the keys to stop offensive play, to get past offensive linemen. You know, just a guy like that is a great addition for us. So,
We only saw Miles a little bit in the offseason program, and now we've seen him out here a couple of days. Mm-hmm. What are your impressions of him so far?
Yeah, he's Miles. You know, he's really explosive guy, you know, big and strong, you know, just get after the quarterback a lot this year. So.
We see him after practice the last 2 days, and he's running those 100-yard sprints back and forth. And Clyde said he thinks it's because he doesn't feel he's in good enough shape to play the defense like he needs to be played. What does that say to you that a rookie kind of is taking that upon himself?
He's determined. You know, he wants to be the best. You know, you got to keep working. You got to do the extra stuff. You know, after practice, we do hands work a lot. You know, sometimes he runs, you know, but that's on him. He feels like he's not in good enough shape. You know, it doesn't hurt to do a little extra running. So.
Yeah. Is he quiet? Is he loud? Like, what's he like in the meeting?
He's quiet, you know, unless spoken to, then he speaks up. You know, but that's what you do when you're a rookie, though.
Yeah.
It's only your second year, but do you consider yourself one of the leaders in that room?
We still have guys like Des Bryant and Cam Johnson still in there. But yeah, I consider myself because, first, this is my second year. You know, I have younger guys behind me. So, you know, I got to lead by example. I'm not the most vocal guy, but, you know, I always lead by example. So.
You didn't get a chance to be with Des a whole lot last year before he got hurt. What's he been like having him back and having him in that room day in and day out?
Man, it's definitely different, you know, having a guy like that being 9-10 years in the NFL, you know, he knows what it takes, you know, he's been through it, you know, he knows how your body feels, how it's going to feel. You know, when you talk to him, he just gives good advice. So.
I think when we look at your rookie year, it seemed like it was a success. You know, I thought you played well, and I think that's the common thought. When you look back at it, what's your biggest takeaways from last year? Were you pleased with how you did?
I was not pleased with how I did because I knew I could have done better, gave better effort, you know. But, you know, that's why there's always room for improvement. You got to get better every year. So.
So what are the goals in year two?
Get this quarterback more.
Yeah. It's that simple?
Yeah.
Is that what frustrated you about last year, that you didn't quite get to the quarterback more?
Yeah, because they brought me in as a pass rusher, and my job is to get to the quarterback, and I ain't doing enough for that. So.
Why do you think that was?
I don't know. I guess on the first half of the season, I was just kind of like it's busy, like just getting closer, just seeing how the stuff is.
Yeah.
Before I just like kind of like just said, forget it, just turn it on. So.
Do you have a certain number in your head sack-wise that you want to achieve in 2017?
My goal is to do whatever I can to help my team win, you know, just whatever number I get, I get. So.
What have you seen out of those other rookies? I mean, you got a bunch of them on the D-line, but Larry and Caleb.
Yeah, they're very explosive. Caleb's a very athletic guy, you know. You know, they both work very hard. You know, they're both fighting for a spot on the roster, so.
Danny yesterday said that he thought he got complacent last year. And I don't know if that was your first year with him, but do you see his approach different this year than it was last year?
Oh, yeah. He's one of the leaders of our team. You know, he's very aggressive. You know, that's what we like. We want a guy to push the middle so we can have – makes our job easier, right, as defensive men. So.